Instructional Resources.
Teaching for Our Time 2004. Melchizedek Priesthood and Relief Society meetings on four Sundays are to be devoted to teachings for our time. Each year, the First Presidency determines 10 subjects with designated resource materials to be used in these meetings. Following are the subjects and designated resources for 2004. Two additional subjects are to be selected by stake or district presidencies. Discussions in fourth Sunday meeting should be based on one or perhaps two of the designated resources that best address the needs and circumstances of quorum or class members. Teachers need not use all of the resources. Leaders and instructors should encourage discussions rather than lectures or presentations. They should consider ways to stimulate quorum and class members to apply the gospel principles discussed. Suggestions on preparing and conducting quorum or class discussions are found in Teaching, No Greater Call, and the Teaching Guidebook. Topic number one, the family is central to the Creator's plan. Scriptures relating to this topic. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Malachi chapter 4, verse 6. Mosiah chapter 27, verse 14. Doctrine and Covenants, section 93, verses 36 through 40. And Moses, chapter 5, verses 4 through 5, and verses 9 through 12. Gordon B. Hinckley, Family Home Evening, Liahona, and Ensign, March 2003, pages 2 through 5. James E. Faust, Enriching Our Lives Through Family Home Evening, Liahona and Ensign, June 2003, pages 2 through 6. Boyd K. Packer, The Golden Years, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, pages 82 through 84. L. Tom Perry, The Importance of the Family, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, pages 40 through 43. The Family Can Be Eternal, Chapter 36, in Gospel Principles, pages 231 through 235. Topic number two, Giving Thanks. Scriptures relating to topic number two. Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. Mosiah chapter 26, verses 38 through 39. Alma chapter 37, verse 37, Doctrine and Covenants, section 78, verse 19, and section 98, verses 1 through 3. David B. Haight, Were There Not Ten Cleansed? Liahona and Ensign, November 2002, pages 24 through 26. Dallin H. Oaks, Give Thanks in All Things, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, pages 95 through 98. Gratitude, in For the Strength of Youth, pages 6 and 7. Developing Gratitude, Lesson 35 in the Latter-day Saint Woman, Part B, pages 303 through 311. Topic number 3, Laboring in the Lord's Vineyard. Scriptures relating to topic number 3. Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 through 26. John chapter 12, verse 26. 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 7. Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17, Mosiah chapter 4, verse 27, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 123, verse 17. Thomas S. Monson, Stand in Your Appointed Place, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, pages 54 through 57. Jeffrey R. Holland, Called to Serve, Liahona and Ensign, November 2002, pages 36 through 38. Henry B. Eyring, Rise to Your Call, Liahona and Ensign, November 2002, pages 75 through 78. Sacrifice, Chapter 26, and Service, Chapter 28, in Gospel Principles, pages 171 through 177, and pages 185 through 191. Topic number 4, Spiritual and Temporal Reliance. Scriptures relating to topic number 4. Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 through 10, Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 13, Alma chapter 37, verse 37, Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 119. Gordon B. Hinckley, To the Men of the Priesthood, Liahona and Ensign, November 2002, pages 56 through 59. Russell M. Nelson, Sweet Power of Prayer, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, pages 7 through 9. Robert D. Hales, Tithing, A Test of Faith, with Eternal Blessings, Liahona and Enzyme, November 2002, pages 26 through 29. Work and Personal Responsibility, Chapter 27 in Gospel Principles, pages 179 through 184. Topic number 5, Blessings Through the Priesthood. Scriptures relating to topic number 5, Doctrine and Covenants, section 13. Doctrine and Covenants, section 27, verse 12. Section 107, verse 39, Section 110, verses 11 through 16, and Doctrine and Covenants, Section 128, verse 20, Joseph Smith History 1, verses 68 through 74, Boyd K. Packer, The Stake Patriarch, Liahona and Enzyme, November 2002, pages 42 through 45, L. Tom Perry, Called of God, Liahona and Enzyme, November 2002, pages 7 through 10. David B. Haight, Growing into the Priesthood, Liahona and Enzyme, May 2003, pages 43 through 45. The Priesthood and Priesthood Organization, chapters 13 and 14 in Gospel Principles, pages 81 through 93. Topic number 6, Exercising Faith During Times of Uncertainty. Scriptures relating to topic number 6. Hebrews chapter 11, James chapter 1, verses 3 through 6, Helaman chapter 12, verse 1, Ether chapter 12, verse 6, Doctrine and Covenants section 6, verse 20, and Doctrine and Covenants section 59, verse 21. Gordon B. Hinckley, War and Peace, Liahona and Enzyme, May 2003, pages 78 through 81. Joseph B. Worthland, Shall He Find Faith on the Earth? Liahona and Enzyme, November 2002, pages 82 through 85. Richard G. Scott, The Sustaining Power of Faith in Times of Uncertainty and Testing. Liahona and Enzyme, May 2003, pages 75 through 78. Robert D. Hale's Faith Through Tribulation Brings Peace and Joy. Liahona and Enzyme, May 2003, pages 15 through 18. Faith in Jesus Christ, chapter 18, and Obedience, chapter 35, in Gospel Principles, pages 117 through 121, and pages 223 through 228. Topic number 7, Teaching the Children. Scriptures relating to topic number 7, Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 15 through 16, Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 32, John chapter 1, verse 43, 3rd Nephi chapter 17, verses 11 through 24, Doctrine and Covenants section 68, verse 25 and verse 28. Thomas S. Monson, Models to Follow, Liahona and Enzyme, November 2002, pages 60 through 67. James E. Faust, Dear Are the Sheep That Have Wandered, Liahona and Enzyme, May 2003, pages 61 through 68. Jeffrey R. Holland, A Prayer for the Children, Liahona and Enzyme, May 2003, pages 85 through 87. Family Responsibilities, Chapter 37, in Gospel Principles, pages 236 through 240. Topic number 8. Success in Missionary Service. Scriptures relating to topic number 8. John chapter 21, verses 15 through 17. 1 John chapter 4, verses 18 through 19. Mosiah chapter 28, verse 3. Doctrine and Covenants, section 4, verse 5. And section 88, verse 81. Dallin H. Oaks, I'll Go Where You Want Me to Go. Liahona and Enzyme, November 2002, pages 67 through 70. M. Russell Ballard, The Essential Role of Member Missionary Work, Liahona and Enzyme, May 2003, pages 37 through 40. M. Russell Ballard, The Greatest Generation of Missionaries, Liahona and Enzyme, November 2002, pages 46 through 49. Henry B. Eyring, A Child and a Disciple, Liahona and Enzyme, May 2003, pages 29 through 32. Missionary Work, Chapter 33 in Gospel Principles, pages 211 through 217. Topic number 9, The Sacrament and Sacrament Meeting. It is recommended that this subject be taught on a fourth Sunday during the last 3 months of the year. Scriptures relating to topic number 9. Matthew chapter 26, verses 26 through 29. 3 Nephi chapter 18, verses 1 through 12. Moroni chapter 4 and chapter 5. Doctrine and Covenant, section 59, verses 9 through 14. Gordon B. Hinckley to Men of the Priesthood, Liahona and Ensign, November 2002, pages 56 through 59. Russell M. Nelson, Worshiping at Sacrament Meeting, Liahona and Ensign, August 2004. Dallin H. Oaks, The Gospel in Our Lives, Liahona, July 2002, pages 36 through 39. Ensign, May 2002, pages 33 through 35. Dallin H. Oaks, In Special Witnesses of Christ, Liahona, April 2001, page 14, or Ensign, April 2001, page 13. The Sacrament, Chapter 23 and Gospel Principles, pages 151 through 156. Topic number 10, Being a Disciple of Christ.
Scriptures relating to topic number 10, Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, Galatians chapter 6, verse 8, Alma chapter 38, verses 8 through 9, Doctrine and Covenant, section 64, verse 34, and Doctrine and Covenant, section 101, verses 36 through 38.
Thomas S. Monson, Peace Be Still, Liahona and Ensign, November 2002, pages 53 through 56. James E. Faust, Strengthening the Inner Self, Liahona and Ensign, February 2003, pages 2 through 7. Neil A. Maxwell, Care for the Life of the Soul, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, pages 68 through 70. Richard G. Scott, To Be Free of Heavy Burdens, Liahona and Ensign, November 2002, pages 86 through 88. Repentance, Chapter 19, and Developing Our Talents, Chapter 34 in Gospel Principles, pages 122 through 127, and pages 218 through 221. End of the section, Teachings for Our Time, 2004.